Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
I love.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.
3 minutes past seven, you are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Please reach out to us, share your thoughts on some of the issues we're discussing this evening. 086-000-959. That's our hotline number that you can reach us on. Of course, you can speak to us via X at Kaya on air using the hashtag Kaya Biz. So our interview now is with Dumo Mbete, CEO of Momentum Corporate. We're speaking about the fact that 40 to 49 year age, that group is leading the way in two-pot withdrawals. So by the 16th of September, the Momentum Group said it had received 112,449 two-pot withdrawal applications. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for speaking to us.
Good evening, Tsepiso, and good evening to your listeners.
So,
thanks for having us.
You said the cumulative value of this is 1.7 billion rand. That seems like an awful lot of money. How are people justifying this?
So, Tsepiso, thank you very much. Look, perhaps before we even go there, I mean, the 2nd of September in our world was a date that, you know, has been a big focal point for a number of months now, with lots of preparation that had to be done to be ready. And you can imagine the regulations themselves were not finalized until probably a month or two before that very crucial date. So for us as the Momentum Group to be ready on the 2nd of September to start processing and receiving claims was absolutely astounding. I mean, the work the team have done to really deliver for clients at a very crucial time is something quite special.
Mm.
Now, just to illustrate to you the rate at which things move and the pace at which things are changing here. So yes, as at the 16th, we were on 112,000 claims. So just hot off the press, 26th of September, we are now at 143,000 claims that we've received, cumulative amount of 2.4 billion rand. So I think really here, it's an illustration of the financial stresses that many in South Africa are facing. And the two-pot system, you know, to a large extent was meant to address financial emergencies, you know, where people can actually use part of their retirement savings to address real financial pressure. Now, in terms of what we are seeing, yes, there are instances where people are withdrawing to deal with genuine emergencies, but I also think there's quite a big element of people simply wanting to withdraw because the money is there and it's available. And that's where we do start to get concerned, that people are starting to compromise their ability to retire comfortably in the long run, perhaps for some very, you know, short term, you know, almost like I could call it simply for, you know, for wants rather than needs. I think if we are dealing with needs, then one can fully understand, given the financial and economic situation in our country and what people have had to deal with. I think that on its own really then, you know, makes it quite understandable that we are looking at the sort of significant numbers that we've seen over the last few weeks.
And I want us to break it down into age groups. You say what you're seeing is almost 40% of the applications are from the age groups 40 to 49. And you're also seeing that applications are growing for the 30 to 39 year age gap. What does it say about the retirement landscape?
Sure. It says we are facing quite a big challenge. And you can imagine, so as things stand today, we are looking at about 40% in that age group of 40 to 49. Now, these are individuals who are nearing retirement. It might still seem distant, but you can imagine if you're at 49, that leaves you pretty much on average with about 11 years before your retirement date. So whatever you're withdrawing today, you will not have sufficient time to make up in terms of years of work and perhaps linked to that years of contributions. People in those age groups, I think if you look at the social reality, are people who have family responsibilities. You know, if you look at that age group, 40 to 49, we've seen similarly high percentages for people in the ages of 30 to 39. It's individuals who are, yes, financially active, economically active, but have quite a number of responsibilities from a family perspective, from a personal finance perspective. So you can understand why perhaps individuals in those age groups would find themselves under some significant financial pressure. Mm-hmm. But where we do caution is that, you know, if the need is there, before we press the button to say, okay, now we are withdrawing from a portion of our retirement funds, let's first take that opportunity to obtain financial advice. Because there are quite a number of options one could go through before you get to a stage where you say, now I am withdrawing from my retirement savings. And that's really what's worrying us in terms of the age demographic profile of the withdrawals that we are seeing.
You have a wellness index. So I'm curious, from these trends, from these demographics by age that you're seeing, does it reflect a lack of financial literacy? And how much do you sense, whether irrespective of your efforts or not, that people really understand the importance of long-term financial planning?
So in terms of what we've seen on the ground, there are two schools. There's the school of individuals who genuinely, you know, are not aware of the implications. And they are looking at a financial pressure scenario they're dealing with right now. They need to be able to provide for tomorrow. And they are seeing that there's this amount that's available. And then, yes, when you do explain, you know, the implications, they are open to hearing, you know, that the tax implications, impact on your longer term retirement journey. So there's an awareness aspect that at least we are having the opportunity to address by people actually engaging a lot more with their retirement funds. In fact, in that particular instance, we've also seen quite a number of members who have changed the decision to withdraw once they've obtained the right information, advice, and then they actually say, you know what, I will pause for now until and if there's a genuine emergency. Then you have a second school who have all the information, they've heard, they understand the tax implications, and they are looking at this pretty much the way one would look at a 13th check. So they're saying, yes, the money is there, it's available, I'm aware that it's going to be taxed. Actually, if I got a 13th check at work, it would be taxed anyway. I need the money, I need it now. And so those are individuals who are fully aware, quite well versed in the implications, and are consciously making that decision.
And as you say, some of them, it's because of emergencies, caught between a rock and a hard place. And I'd imagine there's also hope that they'd be able to overcome the challenges that they're facing now, with the hope that the situation will get better. Do you think we'll see some of these deeper into debt? Because you were just talking about the tax implications of the two-part system. So one might end up withdrawing money that would have actually been better off in the long run in their retirement plan.
Yeah, so from that perspective, this is where we really encourage individuals to have a budget, you know, a financial plan, because if you're looking at the long term, it's important, yes, to have a pool of savings, you know, personal savings that you are keeping aside for emergencies, You can access pension-backed home loans via your retirement funds as well. Then there's access to credit and the like. So to get to a stage where you are dipping into your retirement savings, you know, the situation must be extreme. It must be dire. You know, and I think that's why the regulations themselves,
in
the instance of this current tax year, that amount is actually kept. Now, the worry then kind of increases as things go forward, because now once every tax year, people will be able to withdraw from that savings pot. And that's where we are saying, you know, individuals should really exercise caution before making that critical decision to withdraw from the savings pot. So you make a valid point. I mean, there is a risk here that we could find basically, you know, a snowball effect, you know, in terms of what happens in terms of today's outcomes, but also the longer term retirement outcomes. Now, the beauty, though, of this legislation and this system is that there is a 2/3 of every contribution into the retirement fund that is now going to be set aside until retirement. So so at least in 10 years' time, those 2/3 amounts will be sizable, such that you might start to see individuals having at least something decent when they get to retirement age. But from the numbers that we've run, if you consistently withdraw 1/3 every year until you retire, unfortunately, you will not be able to achieve a successful retirement outcome by being able to replace a decent amount of your last income on retirement.
Thank you so much for that piece of information, the education on how to deal with your two-pot system. You heard Dumo Mbete, the CEO of Momentum Corporate, say more than 140,000 people have applied for withdrawal since the 16th of September to date, and that this percentage is rising steadily, saying he's very, very concerned about the picture of particularly the age demographic that should be preparing to retire any time now, and people are using this as a 13th check. That was Dumo Mbete, CEO of Momentum Corporate.
On the street, on the air, and in your business.